Hello, and welcome to the Spoiler Zone, where we spill all the juicy details about your favorite movies so you don't have to pretend you've watched them. Today, we're talking about The Lost City, a movie that asks the question, what happens when you throw a romance novelist, a clueless cover model, and Harry Potter into the jungle? Spoiler alert, chaos, hilarity, and surprisingly decent chemistry. Oh, and a lot of sequins. Let's dive in, and don't say I didn't warn you. There are spoilers ahead. All right, so the story kicks off with Loretta Sage, played by Sandra Bullock, who's basically living the dream, or nightmare, of every writer out there. She's burnt out, stuck writing trashy romance novels about a fictional adventurer named Dash, and totally over her life. Enter Alan, played by Channing Tatum, her book's Fabio-esque cover model. He's got abs for days, but about as much brain power as a goldfish attempting algebra. And then, plot twist. Loretta gets kidnapped by a billionaire named Abigail Fairfax. Yes, his name is Abigail, and yes, he's played by Daniel Radcliffe, who's doing his best impression of Elon Musk on a bad day. He thinks Loretta's book contains real clues to a lost treasure. It's like he read National Treasure and thought, hey, let's do that. But dumber. So, naturally, Alan decides he's going to rescue her. And let's be honest, if you were kidnapped and someone like Channing Tatum showed up, your first thought would probably be, I'm doomed. This man has the enthusiasm of a Labrador puppy, but none of the skills. He hires Brad Pitt's character, Jack Traynor, an actual ex-Navy SEAL, to help. Jack is so cool, he makes James Bond look like a mall cop. But, of course, this is the Lost City, so Jack's glory is short-lived. He gets shot, hilariously, and Alan is left to bumble his way through the jungle with Loretta. The heart of this movie is the comedy. Picture this, Sandra Bullock in a sparkly pink jumpsuit trying to outrun bad guys in the jungle. Channing Tatum getting a leech stuck to his butt and then proceeding to have a full-on existential crisis about it. And the dialogue? Oh, it's gold. At one point, Alan tries to motivate Loretta by saying, "Don't stop, you're doing great," while she's dangling off a cliff. Like, buddy, she's not running a 5K, she's literally about to die. And let's not forget the billionaire villain. Daniel Radcliffe is living his best life as Abigail Fairfax. He's the kind of guy who probably has a private jet just to go grocery shopping. His plan is so over the top, you almost root for him because, honestly, anyone who spends that much money on a treasure hunt deserves something. Speaking of treasure, the big reveal at the end is a chamber full of love letters. Yep, centuries-old fan mail. Fairfax spent millions, orchestrated a kidnapping, and almost died for a pile of ancient DM slides. Imagine raiding a fridge at 2 a.m. expecting cake and finding celery sticks. That's the level of disappointment we're working with here. Now, let's talk about Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. Their chemistry is like a fine wine, unexpected but surprisingly good. Sandra's sarcasm paired with Channing's lovable himbo energy is just chef's kiss. They're like peanut butter and jelly on a waffle, messy, but it works. And let's not forget Divine Joy Randolph as Loretta's publicist, Beth. She's basically the voice of reason in the circus, and honestly, she deserves her own spin-off. So, what's the verdict? The Lost City isn't the kind of movie that'll win Oscars or make you question the meaning of life, but it will make you laugh out loud. It's silly, self-aware, and packed with enough ridiculous moments to keep you entertained from start to finish. If you've ever wondered what would happen if Romancing the Stone got a TikTok makeover, this is it. That's all for today on the Spoiler Zone. If you loved The Lost City, or you've got your own treasure hunting fails to share, hit me up in the comments. Don't forget to like, follow, and share this review with someone who needs a laugh. And remember, the real treasure isn't gold, it's the friends you made along the way. Just kidding, it's the love letters of dead people. See you next time.